I'd like to ask you this morning to think about one primary word, and that is the word blessing. And this morning I'd like to focus on the blessings of God. We're going to watch a video, and then I'd like to draw your attention to the meaning of blessings and how much God wants to bless your life. I know you've heard the word 1,000 times or more. It's a word that we hear over and over again, and sometimes we may use it and hear it so many times that we become accustomed to it and maybe don't remember so closely how important the word blessing is. But I want to say this morning that blessing is very important. Blessing is very important to the heart of God, and how God sees you and what God wants to do in your life to encourage you and to help you is very important. There are an incredible number of blessings in the Bible. If you just get a concordance out, which I did about 10 days ago, and I began reading throughout the blessings of the Bible, there are literally hundreds of times in the Bible where you have the word blessing or to be blessed or some type of reference to blessings. Many of them are references to God's blessing His people. And that's what I want to focus on this morning. There's some other kinds of blessings that are important too, and I'm going to mention one in a few minutes. But I want you to read with me this morning several scriptures about the importance of blessing and what blessing means. In the first chapter of Genesis, even in the creation story, in Genesis chapter 1, we have a reference to God blessing. It says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and increase in number.'" Do you realize that even in the creation story, the earliest words of the Bible, God blesses people. God's blessings are present throughout the Bible. In fact, I looked to see how many books of the Bible had the word blessing, reference to God, and well over 3/4 of the books of the Bible have a direct reference to God blessing His people. I was amazed by that, the number of ways that the Bible tells us that God wants to bless us and how God sees us. From that point on, from Genesis on, you have, the Bible is full of promises. Some of them contain the word blessings, and some have other descriptions that come down to how God looks at us. What does God want for His people? How does God want to help His people? There's so many different descriptions of how God wants to help us. There's descriptions about His affection for His people and how He loves them. There's descriptions about how God has His eye on His people and they're never outside of His knowledge. The great foreknowledge of God and His ability to see our lives from conception through all of eternity. For God knows every day of our lives before one of them come to be. And we just have many scriptures that say to us that God cares about our lives and He wants to be involved. And so you may wonder at times in your life, I certainly have, kind of the question has come to me, well, what does God have for me? Does God really care about me? I mean individually. I can believe, I can accept that God loves people, that God sent His Son Jesus for the whole world. I mean, they're just a part of that that really connects to me. But when I think about, well, how about personally? Does God have something for me? How could possibly an infinite God have a personal interest in me? Well, I want you to know that the Bible tells us over and over again that He does. And so if you want to put your name in there this morning, I want to invite you to do that. God loves Wayne. God wants to bless, if I can pick on some people, Terry. God wants to bless Reva. God wants to bless Amanda. God wants to bless Cheryl. You can all put your name in there this morning. But God cares about you individually and personally. I want to read some scriptures that remind us of that. The Bible sure tells us that He does in so many ways. Here are just two references to God's personal care. And like I said, there's so many I could read, but I want to read two scriptures to God's personal care from you. I chose one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament, and both of them show us at different eras or different times of human history, God's love and care for His people. Isaiah chapter 65 says this, "I will take delight in my people, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord." You realize that God says that He takes delight in His people? I mean, God is a relationship God. He is not this distant being that sits somewhere on this great marble throne with a lightning bolt in one hand and a record book in the other, and He's just kind of watching from a distance, impassioned. God is watching us with great love and care, and He takes delight in His people. God takes delight in relationship. God wants a living, loving relationship with you. He wants you to know that. He wants you to hear that. And so many scriptures tell us that. I will take delight in my people, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord. And then in the New Testament, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love." One translation, "Behold, the manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God." Think about that. Behold, the writer says, think about, look at, consider what? What are we to consider? Consider the manner of love. Consider who God is. Consider the amazing quality of God of love. Consider that. Behold the manner. Think about the love of God the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. The fact that God sees you as His child. God sees you as His child. I mean, we know what it's like, parents and grandparents, and that feeling of belonging, that feeling of responsibility, that feeling that I've been describing a lot in the last couple years, of incredible love for a grandchild. And the incredible love when you hold a baby in your arms for the first time, and the incredible sense of wanting to watch out for and care for that child, and you love that child, and as that child grows older and makes their own decisions, you still love that child, and there's something about that relationship and that connection that's incredible in the earthly best. But imagine what it's like for the Heavenly Father, that we should be called the children of God. God wants us to know that we are His children. Think of that. Heavenly Father, perfect Father, a Father whose great love for us is incredible. He wants us to see Him that way. He wants us to see Him as that Father who hears our needs and responds to what we need and what we want. And again, there's so many other scriptures that I could read, but this morning, behold the manner of love. Think about the love of God that He has for you. He loves you. Put your name in there today. Blessing is a precious gift from God. When I think about blessing in the Bible, and I think even about the Word, there's my favorite picture or story is a picture of Jesus and children. I don't mean this particular artist drawing, but I mean the picture of Jesus in the Bible, in the Gospels, that I just love to go back to. You know, we have different pictures in our church of Jesus in different places, the great shepherd, and behold, I stand at the door and knock, and great pictures, but one that I just, to me, would be, if I was going to make a picture window, it would be of Jesus and the children, because it shows us the heart of God. It tells us something about how God sees us. And I just have this picture of Jesus going from town to town, and all the people that were sick would come to Him, and the lame and the blind, and they would call out to Jesus, lepers, and Jesus would heal them and love them. And He loved people, He loved everybody, but then I also see Him, He always had time for children. I mean, you have all these people with these great needs, and Jesus took care of them, but we also have this picture of these parents who wanted to get to Jesus too, just with their children. They made their way through the crowd, and they would say, "Excuse me, Jesus, Jesus, would you touch my child?" And I had this picture. You know, the disciples said to Him one time, "Hey, He's too busy for this. He doesn't have time for this. And what did Jesus say? Forbid them not from bringing the little children to me. And it says that he took them up in his arms and he blessed them. He showed such love for them. And that's a picture I have of God the Father for us. It's a picture I have of how God feels about you. God the Father somehow wants to pick you up in his arms. And I don't mean physically, but I mean spiritually. And for you to know deep within your heart and your faith that God is real. And he loves you so much. It's how important it is. Also, kind of as a side note, how important it is to bless our children. How important it is that we remember the importance of that affection and that blessing in our children's lives and our grandchildren and the children of this church and the children of this community. Every time we have vacation Bible school, every time we have a caravan class, every time we have a ministry to kids, we ought to have this picture of Jesus in our mind. How important it was, how important it is that we be a blessing to children. We find ways to reach out and to bless them. Well, who does the Bible say God will bless? I've read, thought about so many different scriptures. Who will God bless? Who does God bless? There's many answers to that. You might think, well, does God just kind of pick and choose randomly? Is it random? Is it universal? What about life struggles and the difficult things that we go through? What do we know about God in the hard times? You know, it's one thing to believe in God the Father when things are going well, but sometimes it's more of a challenge to sense God's presence when things are difficult. Well, the Bible tells us that God is with us at all the times. And he wants to bless his people. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Just think about that promise, how God says, "I have something for you." No matter where you've been, no matter where you're at today, no matter the good or the hard times in your life, God knows that. And he has a plan for you today. "I have plans for you to prosper you and not to harm you." That's a great promise to hold on to. That's a great promise to say, "God, you know my future. You have a plan for me. Help me to find it." Who does God want to bless? He wants to bless his people who are turned to him. There are principles of God's blessing that he gives us as his people. When we respond to God, God's able to bless us. There are qualities that God is able to bless. You might wonder, well, I want God to bless me more. Well, there are attitudes and qualities that we can have that open the door for God's blessing so that he can bless us. For example, several scriptures talk about when we trust God, he is able to bless us. You know, when you trust God, God is able to bless you. God is able to work in your life in ways that you cannot see or foresee or understand when you trust him, when you put your faith in him, when you say, "God, I'm going to go your way. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe, God, that you're working in my life." When we respond to him, God is able to bless us. Trust opens our hearts to God, and we can receive his blessings. There's something about trust that unlocks the ability of God to speak to us and to bless us. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 says, "But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream." Think about blessed is the man or the woman who trusts in the Lord. God is able to bless you when you trust him. When you're able to rise out of the boiling pot of things going on in your life, and you're able to say, "God, I don't understand what's going to happen. I don't even know what to do, but I know that I can trust the loving Heavenly Father." God is able to help us. Respect for God's authority opens up us to his blessings. Just taking God at his word. Respecting God, putting God in that right place in your life, putting God in that place of authority in your life that says, "God, I give you authority over my life. I'm going to respect you for who you are." Another term that's found throughout the Bible, or especially the Old Testament, is to fear God. Not shaking in your boots kind of fear, but the kind of fear that says, "I respect God. I respect that he has far more knowledge than I could ever have. I respect God and I want to hear what he says in my life. When we are walking with God, we see more like he does, and we see what he wants, and we see how he works. You know, when you're walking with someone in the same direction, you can basically see the landscape much better than if you're on a different direction. You can't see what's in front of that person. But when you're walking with God, He's pointing you in that direction. And God can show you when you respect him. And God blesses us that way. God blesses people who have their hearts and their minds on him. Psalm chapter 128 says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord." I notice in there, "are all who fear the Lord." God promises that. He will bless you if you fear him. He will bless you if you respect him. He will bless you if in your heart and your life you're looking forward to and holding on to God. God will bless you. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. I want you to know this morning that when you have respect for God and you follow his way, God will open up for you his blessings, his help, his presence. God also blesses those that are forgiven, forgiven by God. It's kind of a special category. Blessed are those forgiven by God. Forgiveness sets us free. When we understand God's forgiveness, it is a freedom thing. It is something that releases us from whatever word you want to call it, the bondage, the fear, the chain, the guilt, that part of us that knows that we've messed up our lives. When we feel God's forgiveness, we understand what God's mercy is. We understand what God's grace is. We understand truly what forgiveness is. I mean, this is just God loving us and offering forgiveness for all those who confess and turn to him. I mean, forgiveness is a great gate opener for the blessings of God. To really understand the forgiveness of God, when you know that you're forgiven, you know that you don't have to live according to the past. You don't have to live according to the guilt, according to anything in your past, but you live freely. Forgiveness is a great gift that God gives, and he blesses those that are forgiven. It sets us free. When you understand God's grace and mercy, it's a great blessing to your spirit and your future. Romans chapter 4 says, I believe this so well, verse 7 and 8, it says, "Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him." Truly, that man is blessed. God says he removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. That term, east is from the west. How do you relate to that? He cast them into the depths of the sea, never to be remembered against us. That's God's blessings. That's God's forgiveness. That is a great gift that God gives us. What a precious gift. A man is blessed who knows and loves God's laws. Many scriptures tell us that. It is a key to seeing God's hand at work. When you cherish what God shows you and God reveals to you through his Holy Spirit, through the scriptures, when you cherish God's path, when you cherish God's way, it just opens up blessings in your life. It gives you a sense of goodness, a sense of freedom, a sense of joy when you are following what God wants you to do. Psalm chapter 1, actually the first chapter of the Psalms says this. It says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. For he is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." And then at the end of that chapter it says, "For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Understand what the psalmist is saying. He's saying that if you choose the path of listening to God's counsel, if you choose the path of doing what's right, you don't allow the people around you who do not love God to influence you and choose your moral standards, choose how you're going to live your life, but you listen to the law of the Lord, you will be blessed. You will be rich. It will be deep. And one more out of many that I could mention this morning is this: God blesses a generous person. This is so true about generosity in your life. If you're a generous person, God just blesses you and opens up in your spirit a viewpoint, a worldview, a perspective that is so rich and precious. Jesus talked about it so much. He talked about giving yourself away. He talked about you will be blessed if you give your life away. Just the opposite of maybe how the world will see that. Jesus talked about how much it's so much better to give than to receive, and talks about what it's like when you give yourself away. It just comes back fourfold, tenfold, twentyfold. And it's so true of generosity. When you have a generous heart, when you have a heart that gives, God blesses you. God blesses you on the inside. He gives you a joy that is not there when you hold on to it. The principle is so true. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. The Proverbs actually have many scriptures about how generosity will cause a man to be blessed. People who are generous receive so much more than they give. God honors generosity. He honors kindness. He honors self-sacrifice. He honors those who reach out and care for other people. One more scripture here. Psalm chapter 41, verse 1 says, "Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in the time of trouble. The Lord will bless him." Look at that. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. There's all kinds of weakness out there in the world around us. Sometimes it's poverty. Sometimes it's people who have messed up their lives and need the kindness of someone to help them. There's all kinds of weakness out there. In the body of Christ, sometimes we're weak. We have problems. We have trouble. And God says, blessed is the man, blessed is the one who has regard for the weak. How you look at people, God will bless you if you have a compassionate heart. You have a heart that cares about other people. It opens up the door of blessings. God has so many blessings for his people. We didn't even come this morning to Matthew chapter 5. That's kind of where I started in thinking about these words this week and sharing with you from the Beatitudes. Last week, we looked at one verse, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." But I think of all those blessings that Jesus gives us in Matthew chapter 5. And he's telling us how we will be blessed, how it is that our lives will have the blessings of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those that mourn. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the merciful. Again, these are the qualities that God blesses. He wants to bless his children. He wants us to feel the abundance of his love and his care. Would you stand with me as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for your abundant blessings. I've had the privilege of reading some of these over and over again all week. And God, I just hear in them a great, eternal, infinite God that reaches out to his children and says, I want to bless you. I want to help you. I want you to feel my care and my affection. I pray that we would feel that. Every time we read the word blessed in the Bible or we hear the word blessed, God, help us to recognize that that's the heart of God, the heart of the Father, and that he wants to bless us. I pray that we would live in those blessings. I pray that we would seek to live out those qualities that unleash your blessings in our lives, I pray. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for the privilege of your word today. And may you apply it to our hearts, I pray. In Jesus' name.